You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and I'm Terry Barr. And that was hot off the press, one of the very new brand songs from the People Brothers Band and their brand new album, Sisters and Brothers. I am so excited because Teresa Marie, Mama T, all about it. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Terry. I've been good, and I absolutely love you. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I miss you. I love you, and this.
I miss you too. We all do.
Wow. Tell me about Hot Off the Press. Obviously, we just listened to it, but what does this song mean to the band?
Well, this is one of the Bobby tunes, and it's, I guess, like every single song has so much meaning to every person. Hot Off the Press in particular feels like one of the up-tempo ones. It's like, okay, y'all, here we go. We got an album. Here you go. It's Hot Off the Press. This is what's happening. That's it. And it's real swingy and real fun. And it's just...
Now, I was going to say the last album was so good. And I always wondered, will you guys try to top it or can you even top it? But this one... Wow. What do you feel when you think about
it
compared to any of the last ones?
Well, I think that we're proud of every song and every piece of work that we do. And every album has like a different story of how it was happening. And I don't know that we ever top anything. I think we just keep working on making beautiful music that touches the world. This particular album is really special because we did it different than we've done anything else. We started this in 2020 during the pandemic, and every single song, every instrument, every vocal, everything was done separately. And genius, amazing human being, Kenny Leiser, just worked magic. I don't know about top, but I know that it is something that I consider a masterpiece of a lot of life that happened in the last 3 years.
It's been a weird time, but for the band and with the support of Kenny Leiser, of course, everybody knows Kenny playing with how many different bands these him for support, taking all of your pieces, putting it together and product. You must have all just been over the moon.
Oh my goodness. When we were finally finished with the last part of it in January and we were ready to just send it off, it was just like, there was a sense of like, we did this and the world is finally going to get to hear all of this. And this is unbelievable. So yeah, I get goosebumps thinking about it.
We need this music from you guys now, I think more than ever. So
I am able
to talk with you about this. You know, the official release is coming up really fast now, and this has to be exciting. Saturday, 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. We, though, I feel special getting this very special listen to a couple of the songs tonight. Let's play Down right now.
Yes,
to this front to back a couple of times, Teresa. This one hits.
Thank you.
The song.
So Down... you know, all of our songs are written a different way. And this particular song, Tim Lochner, our like papa of the band, is the very king of a hook of a song and an idea. And when we were in Jamaica, it was the beginning of 2020. It was right before everything shut down. One day, Mother Nature went, like she said, this is what we got for you. Let me show you me in all my glory. And we said, we got to stay home. And we sat in the house and we finished the song Down. And what is really special about it was the fact that Tim came with the idea of Down. He had so many of the lyrics. And then I kind of just, what he does with that is give it to me and let me do my thing with it. So Down is actually a true story of my life. While I'm not specifically saying anything, I'm coming out and telling you things that have happened to me and telling you that everybody has that story and it's okay for it to not always be beautiful because that is what makes it end beautiful. Down is a big part of what happened to me in my past. So yeah.
It does. I know the song will resonate with so many people. So here is Down from the People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. This is Max Inc. Radio. I'm Terry Barr, and that was Down from the People Brothers, Sisters and Brothers. Now, what is the band's process for making this music we love? You have 8 people in this group, and every single one of you is creative. You mentioned this a little bit, but describe it more to us, because I think for those of us who can't or don't know how to do this kind of thing, it's just so fascinating.
Thank you. Every song has a different way that it's written. Bobby, because he can play and because he can write, will often come with a whole entire song and he'll just play it for everybody. And the guys just jump in and I feel it out and start harmonizing with them.
Oh.
Tim will often come with a hook and an idea and he'll give it to me or to Bobby to like just run with. Paulie had songs written already. Greg started writing some amazing songs when we were experiencing some loss years ago, and we kind of finished it up as we've been experiencing loss in these last few years. As for the way that I write, aside from somebody giving me the idea or the melody or the beat, I will just have an idea in my head and I will hear the symphony. I'll hear how it's supposed to sound and I just write the lyrics. And my friend Kenny is the person who can take my sounds and transcribe them to notes so that the guys understand what I'm talking about instead of my do-do-do-do-do-do, however it is that I might do it. And he helps me get it into notes that everybody can play. So there's so many different ways. Max gave me just a beautiful beat and melody. And Kenny has done the same thing. So it just honestly depends on who wrote the song and what we're feeling that day. And sometimes we just get in a room and start jamming and magic happens. And as they're playing and jamming, I'll just start writing, or Bobby will start writing, or however the case may be. It's just, it feels like we do feel like sisters and brothers, like actual family. That is the whole reason behind it. We have been for well over a decade, and the magic just happens how it happens. And we're so grateful. So grateful.
Do all of that, you know, in pieces and parts. And then when you hear it all put together, do you ever all just sit there and go, wow, we did that?
I think that any musician will say, and maybe not, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I believe that when you are making magical music, it is an energy, it's a vibe, it's a feeling. We don't have to say anything. We're all feeling that. We're looking at each other. You get the goosebumps all over and you just know that what you're doing is special and you can feel it. So there, you know, often doesn't have to be, at the end of it, we'll be like, oh my gosh, that's going to be a great song. Or, oh, I can't wait to finish this. But you just kind of do it.
You know, the albums often play like you are live. It still always sort of has that really big on stage feeling.
Yes.
And I love that, because so often you do see a and then you wish they sounded like that on an album. But I feel you guys carry that sound over between the stage and the album. But I have to ask you, and this is super cool, you have been described as Tina Turner-esque.
Oh my.
How does that make you feel, knowing that people really do groove to the live show?
Very, very, very humbled. I just, to be compared to anybody who has had such an impact on the world, is beautiful. Very humbled, very grateful.
Well, and all of you, I know you've described it as a family, but when you watch the People Brothers band, just the interaction between all of you and the people who are there, it's something so special.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Back together, like you said, continues to push you or make you want to continue making new music? Obviously, you have it in your hearts to do it.
I think that when we played our very first show together, that was a little over 13 and a half years ago for me. Some of the boys have been in the band for longer. When we played our very first show together, and I did not know these gentlemen like at all, but when we were finished, I just said, we have something so special. Like, we're going to do something really, really amazing. So let's just keep doing it. And that was the first time I had ever been a part of a band, an actual band. So just to feel like home with people, and just know that you have something that's going to make the world a difference. we got to keep going because we were blessed with this gift to share with the world. And to not do that would just be that would just be sad.
Because the music just really, it speaks to you. And I think that's why I'm enjoying so much. I will enjoy the album as I have been, but I can't wait to add the new album to our summer repertoire. What do you hope people who listen and enjoy, what do you hope? What else should they get from your music?
We just want to make people feel the way they're making us feel. Anyone knows when you're watching your favorite artist, when you just hear them sing a note or they play a note, and there's just that the energy and the special that happens. And I just, every single show, I just pray that I can look out there and know that I made a connection with one person. And I ask my daddy to be with me in spirit and take all of his good energy and love that he had and help me get that back out there in the world. And I just think that, that's kind of what it is. I just want to make people feel.
You've also, you have been multi-awarded. We'll just say it like that. You guys have won so many awards.
Mind-blowing.
I wonder, and you are so deserving. So please don't let me take that away.
Thank you.
The biggest award, I think, is the one you give back. Your music and your love of wanting to help the communities across Southern Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Like, that's such a big part of the People Brothers Band.
I don't think that there is anything more important than like love and music and connection. And we just got to get out there and do that.
And not just in Wisconsin, but Jamaica, so many other places. Too,
all over the world if we had our choice, but baby steps, right?
Yep. Just forget us here, though.
I would never forget where I came from. I know my brothers would never forget what they came from, and we are proud of where we were to be where we are.
Oh, I love that. That describes it in a nutshell right there. Oh my goodness. Okay, you all are on social media. Do you have a site or somewhere where maybe the best for everybody to kind of keep up with all the shows that you have coming up this summer?
Absolutely. PeopleBrothers.com. And you can go to DriftlessMusicGardens.com and check out the festivals that are going to be happening. And our Facebook is usually telling you what we got going on. And so there's multiple platforms, thankfully.
Anything you're really looking forward to this summer for a show?
Whole summer. Like, there is so many great festivals and like local festivals, our own festivals, our friends' festivals. There's weddings, which is always a beautiful thing. And the biggest part of it all is that we have this magic album to share. And so I'm looking forward to the whole summer. It's going to be out of this world.
This is Teresa Marie Mama T from the People Brothers Band. You can catch the album release party. The album is Sisters and Brothers. Gosh, that's a perfect title too. It's coming up Saturday, April 29th at High Noon Saloon in Madison. Oh my gosh, Teresa, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. I want to give a huge shout out to DLG because those cats that are playing the album release party with us are so incredibly talented that we are just grateful to have them come and share the night with us.
We're going to end here with another new song, Living My Best.
Yes.
About that before we let you go.
Okay. This one is one that Kenny sent me the beats. He sent me the tune and just said, go nuts with it. And then him and Tim and I kind of like talked about a couple of ideas, and then that is what came out of it. And it's so, so very true. I think at least we're trying to live our very best life. It was a couple of years ago that it started happening like that. And some of the verses were inspired and written as I was going to help Bobby's sons with virtual school and just like embracing all of those things that were happening around us. And it was, that song is very, very special. And I hope people feel living your best life is important. At any juncture in time, you can start doing that.
depth and a good time to remind everyone, no matter which song becomes a favorite, there's a message from all of you and everyone. And every song is special, as you mentioned.
Thank you for your support of local music and just for your love, all of you. We love you guys so much. Oh, we have no idea.
Can't wait to see you soon. And again, here's you guys, another brand new song from the People Brothers Band. This is Living My Best on MaxInc Radio. We are local music. Bye, Teresa.
Bye. I love you, Terry.